Hello, everyone. It's Bill Thompson, T-Bill, and welcome to Plain Market Talk, where I will provide a straightforward interpretation and analysis of current market news based on my background as a retired Wall Street stockbroker with almost 50 years of experience. And I will also provide business lessons to help you become much more successful with your personal finance, trading, and investments. So let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Bill Thompson, T-Bill. Welcome to Plain Market Talk. Today's Thursday, November 2nd, 2023. Okay, it's 9:21 in the morning Eastern Time. Got just a few minutes before the markets open. Markets are expected to open slightly higher on the expectation that the Federal Reserve might be going to have a pause on raising interest rates for a while. And part of that is due to a not too often covered labor report that came out this morning. Talk about that in a second. We have some corporate earnings news, and today I'm going to continue on talking about mutual funds. I'm going to talk about different types of stock funds, so we'll get to that here in just a minute. Okay, as far as the markets, yeah, right now we have what's called pre-market trading. I'll cover that in more detail another day, but right now Dow Jones Industrial Average expected to open up around 0.66%. S&P 500 up 0.89%, NASDAQ Composite up 1.26%. Of course, that will change, though, once the market opens. Okay, so what's this labor report? Okay, so what it shows is that the cost of labor actually had a surprise decline in the third quarter of this year. So what this is a report. It's called simply the cost of labor report put out by the Labor Department. And what it does, it looks at increases in wages versus increases in productivity. All right, so what it shows is that the net number, unit labor cost, the bottom line number, actually fell 0.8% through the period July through September. It was expected to be up 0.7%. So basically, the way this works, there was a 3.9% in hourly compensation. So it was an increase there. So hourly wages went up by 3.9%. But there was a rise in productivity of 4.7%. So that more than nets it out. Now, the reason the market likes this, as I've talked about in the past, for many companies, labor is its biggest expense. It could be up to 60% of total expenses could be labor and benefits. So the fact that this number came in the way it did might be less pressure on inflation, less pressure for the Federal Reserve to raise rates. So we had that news there. Amazon announced today, just a little bit ago, it's rolling out its first buy now, pay later checkout option for business owners using Affirm. Affirm's a company that provides credit. It's been mostly focusing on individuals, but we have that news there from Amazon. Okay, so let's take a look now at some earnings news here, and then we'll talk about mutual funds. Okay, Peloton. So Peloton's had its ups and downs. You know, they make that they make the exercise equipment. That was a company, PTON is their trading symbol for Peloton, Paul, Tom, Oscar, Nancy. This is a company whose stock price actually skyrocketed when COVID hit, because obviously the reason people couldn't go to gyms, so they were starting to buy workout equipment. Then what happened as you had gyms and workout facilities beginning to reopen, people began to sell their Peloton equipment. And so for many people, they weren't buying the new stuff, they were just buying the old stuff. So what the company has done, it's tried to move over more now to a subscription model. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a second. Give you an idea how volatile this stock has been. In February 2020, just before COVID shutdown, the stock was around $26.69 a share. It then shot up to $151, almost $152, and now it's at $4.81. So, you know, might be some buying opportunities here, a low-priced stock. But yeah, what they announced, basically their sales came in better than expected, but losses higher than expected. So this is a company still having issues, but they are growing their sales. So that's something to look at with a low price stock. If they can get these expenses down, you know, that might be an opportunity. So keep an eye on that. Right now, They get of their sales came in at $596 million, although down from $617 million the same period a year earlier. But anyway, of that, their $415 million is coming from subscriptions. You subscribe to these monthly services they have, but $180 million from hardware. So if they can continue building subscriptions, there might be some opportunities with Peloton, particularly at this price, PTON. So keep an eye on that. Okay, Moderna. They basically, their stock is down, says 15%. Let's check on that one real quick. Basically, what's happened, you know, we got the new COVID booster shots out there, but, you know, not a lot of people are getting them, or not as many as had been for the previous shots. So that seems to be the main issue there. Their symbol's mRNA, Mary Ralph Nancy Apple. They're right now at $65.05 a share, down $11.15, down $11.70 now, down 15.35%. So sometimes, as I've mentioned in the past, you have overreactions on these stocks, so could be another opportunity there. Okay, on a positive side, Starbucks is up 10%. They said consumers are buying the more expensive drinks, so that could be something to look at. Their trading symbol is SBUX, so let's see what's going on with that one. All right, let's see here. Unless things have changed with Starbucks, by the way, a little side thing, a lot of people don't always realize. Unless things have changed, no two stores look alike. People are like, no, they do now. If you look at them, they're all different from each other. It's just a model they have. I remember back in the day with Starbucks, the furniture used to be like really hard wooden furniture because they didn't want you hanging out there too long. So they made it kind of uncomfortable. But then when they started selling food, which is a big profit margin item for them, they began making the furniture more comfortable. But anyway, they're at $100.61, up 10.14%, up $9.26. So good news over there on Starbucks. There, I got a few more here, and we'll talk about different types of stock mutual funds today. Okay, let's see. We got some news on DoorDash also. So let's see what we had going on. A lot of corporate earnings coming out right now. All right, so here we go. I mentioned the solar stocks the other day. I've been taking big hits. There might be some opportunities there. So I mentioned the other day is Monk Solar Stocks, but they released their earnings. Solar Edge, symbol SEDG, Sam Edward David George, released earnings, came in under expectations. Stock is at $64.06 a share, down 15.48%. So, you know, it's hard to know when there would be a bottom with a stock like that. Sometimes what you can do with that, well, you can go in piecemeal, you know, a little bit at a time. And, you know, if it suddenly starts going up, well, you have some money in it already. If it keeps going down, just add more as it goes down. So the key there, though, is it still has to eventually turn around and go up. Shopify, yeah, they're doing really well. Symbol SHOP, S-H-O-P, Sam Henry Oscar Paul. Released really good earnings, and that stock is at $57.15 a share, up 17.13%. So really good news there from Shopify. I think I had one more I wanted to talk about, and that'll be it. I mentioned DoorDash. Let's see. Yeah, I got two more I wanted to talk about. We've got DoorDash. Their symbol's Dash. DASH. They seem to be continuing to do well. Release good earnings. Stocks at $85.13 a share, up 12.16%. And let's see. And I think that was actually what I wanted to talk about today. So, okay. So let's talk now about. One more. That was it. Clorox. This is an interesting one. Clorox has a reputation. The bleach company, its symbol CLX, Charlie Larry X-Ray. This is a company that they've had their ups and downs the last few years, but they're generally known as being well-run. So there might be some opportunities here. This is a company, though, you know, if you go all the way back, let's see here. I'm looking at the long-term chart, which you can get from a lot of places, Yahoo, and then click on Finance, CNBC, lots of places. But Hey, well, this was a stock around $51 a share back around 2009 or so. Over time, worked its way up to $220 a share. Ran into some earnings. That was during COVID. People buying lots of Clorox cleaning products. Now back to about $128 a share, but known as a well-run company. Still, I believe they're still based out of San Francisco. But anyway, released good earnings today. Stock is at $126.78 a share, up 9.88%. So might have a turnaround situation from there. It's what happened. It's that they shot up with COVID, people buying disinfectants, cleaning products, and then came tumbling back down. But if you look at the stock long-term, it still has good long-term growth. All right, so we had that one also. Okay, so basically with mutual funds, I'm going to talk about the different types of them in detail over the next few sessions. If you take it to the basic categories, you have stock mutual funds. The idea is those are for growth. You have bond mutual funds for income, and you have money market mutual funds as a place to park your cash. All right, so those are the three most basic ways to break it down. Now, if you look at stock mutual funds, you're buying into ownership shares of companies. Okay, well, several basic ways to break it down is large cap, mid cap, and small cap. So what does that mean? Cap means capitalization. This is the total value of a company. It's the number of shares that make up a company times the current share price. All right. So basically, in the most basic terms, large cap are big companies, mid cap, medium size, small cap, small. So the idea of the big companies, we're talking like the world's biggest corporations here, Walmart, IBM, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon. The idea is that during tough economic times, these companies still tend to make money, and they still tend to, do better than most other companies as far as the stock price, even during down markets. But fairly safe, relatively stable as far as their stock prices. Then we have the mid caps. So these are companies that, medium sized companies. Financially, overall, pretty safe, but a little more volatile than the large caps. Then we have the small caps. These are companies that are the up-and-coming companies. We see a lot of technology companies there. Stock tends to be somewhat volatile. A lot of these are on NASDAQ. And in tough economic times, some may make it, some may not. But over time, small cap stocks tend to outperform the big caps. But the big caps tend to be, large caps tend to be safer. So basic rule of investments, higher potential return, higher the risk. All right, so I'll talk about that more another day, but that's the, I'm gonna break it down more ways for you before we wrap things up. All right, so we got large cap, mid cap, small cap. We then have global funds, international funds. What they do is they invest internationally. Now, one thing to know, there is a difference between global and international. It's kind of a big difference. An international mutual fund invests just outside the United States, companies outside the United States, sometimes incorrectly called overseas funds. No, because it could be Canada, Mexico, whatever. But those are international funds exclusively outside the United States. What a global mutual fund is, it invests in the entire world, including the United States. All right, so we have that category, global, international. Then the fifth major category are index funds, which I'm going to be talking about in a lot of detail. What these funds do, they simply replicate an index like the Standard & Poor's 500. They buy the stocks that make that up, whether they're large cap, mid cap, or whatever, and they simply hold it. So those are the five basic ways to break down stock funds. I'm sorry, there's a sixth way, I forgot, sector funds. They invest in specific industries. So basically, those are the ways you break it down. Large cap, mid cap, small cap, international, global, whatever you want to call it, sector funds, and index funds. Now, breaking it down even more before we wrap it up, and I'm going to talk about this stuff in a lot more detail on the upcoming sessions. All right. So we can also break down stock funds like this. First of all, I mentioned the index funds. We also have growth funds. These are mutual funds who invest in companies that they're looking mostly for growth. We then have what are called value funds. Now, these are a lot of times also known as the large cap funds. They're looking more stable companies. that pay dividends, steady dividends, cut of the profits. When a company makes a profit, it can either reinvest back in the company for future growth or pay out to the shareholders or some combination. Okay, we also have what are called income funds. Now, a lot of these are like utility companies. These are companies that pay most of their profit out as a dividend. So the idea of this is you get steady income from this mutual fund. So we have that one also. And then we have balanced funds. And so they kind of are, what they are, they can invest in stocks and bonds. And we'll talk about those in more detail also. We also have what are called allocation funds. What these funds do is they keep a certain percentage of their assets among different sectors like large cap, mid cap, small cap, or stocks and bonds. And what happens is they then reallocate. That would be a quick example before we wrap it up today. If you're going to keep 50% of even an individual money in stocks, 50% in bonds, and then your stocks tend to grow, where now they're 57% of what you own, 43% now ends up in bonds just because of price appreciation, you reallocate back to the 50%. So another way to break it down. All right, so again, I'm going to cover all these in more detail in upcoming sessions. Wanted to give you the overview today, though. Hope everyone's doing well. Bill Thompson, T-Bill. Talk to everybody again soon. Take care. See ya.